to turn to the miraculous gifts, tongues, healing, prophecy. How would you, where would you say the place for those gifts would be in the life of the church today?
Yeah. Well, what I say, whether it's the right thing to say, I'm not going to die on this hill, it's what I do, is that they are most effectively and appropriately used in smaller groups rather than Sunday morning. Sunday morning meaning the large gathered body of lots of people with lots of strangers and the need for some kind of movement in the service rather than the whole thing being devoted over to individual expressions. And so when I think of trying to do whatever elements of 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14 are appropriate to do today, I would want my people to know I believe in those things, I want them to flourish in those things, and I would think spontaneously in relationships, and especially in smaller groups, they would take the time and ask people, did you bring anything from the Lord tonight that you think we need to hear? You can use whatever language you want. You can say, got a word of knowledge for us? Got a word of prophecy? And if you're scared of that kind of language, you can say, has God impressed upon you in some way something that you think somebody in this room or all of us need to hear from your walk with God? And open yourself up to that, because they may say something that just penetrates right through to the core of somebody, or healing, or whatever. So my answer is that. And I know that there are groups today, reform groups, that try to fold certain prophetic elements into Sunday morning, have a little microphone at the front, have people come up, have an elder or two standing there, test by the elders whether the scripture they're going to read or the poem they're going to read or the word they're going to deliver is appropriate, and then they'll, while there's music playing in the background, interlude between songs, that person gets to give what they give. And that's where it's done. I've seen it done with decency and order the way Paul would like, but we've never gone that route.